What's it been like to interact with other patients in the oncology office?
Oh, I love all the patients. I'm involved with the patients. I'm involved with the research part of it. I go to a breast cancer group, always have from the beginning, twice a month. It's nice. It's nice to help people. It's nice to learn. I enjoy learning. I learn things from patients all the time.
Like what?
Like a lot of different medicines, what works, what doesn't work, our own home remedies to things. And you learn a lot that way. From a breast cancer group, sitting there listening to people's side effects or what to do or what you can do or how I can get rid of this or that, the patients are the one that gives you the best information. And I look at that as an advantage that I have to go weekly because I learn a lot weekly. I sit with all different patients. And so I get to bring that back to other friends that have breast cancer or my breast cancer group and answer some of their questions because I'm there weekly at a doctor's office. I can get the information to them.
Getting back to the interactions with your children, what was it that made you decide to be so open with them?
Death is a scary thing, and I didn't want them to be scared. I didn't want them to, you know, what should I do if you're gone? I wanted them to know what to do, what I expect of them, that they would be fine. I have a spiral notebook that I kept on my bed for instructions for my husband. As a matter of fact, it's probably funny if I would open it now because it is 8 years later. And everything from doctors and when he had to take them to school tutors and where they had to go and when, like a whole manuscript for him to live life without me. But I was always honest with them about everything. I mean, they know every detail about everything, even till this day. You know, anybody who's going through this, there is a light to the end of a tunnel. And even if they're in it for the long haul like I am, it'll be forever. I will be on treatment forever. That's okay. It's okay to be on treatment forever. People are on treatment for all kinds of other ailments forever. So that's how I look at this. It's just a chronic illness that I have, and they'll just keep treating me.
What are some of the things that you enjoy the most nowadays?
Probably being with my friends. Just going out to lunch, just vacations with my daughters. I never took separate vacations from my husband. I always just went with him. Now when me and my kids go on spring break together, we leave him at home. I have fun. A lot of fun. I've done things that I would have never done if I didn't have cancer.
Like what?
Like go on vacations. My mother never left my father. I would never think about taking my kids to Key West for spring break and leaving my husband at home, you know? It's a great idea. I take a lot of trips. I take trips with friends, with my sister, just to make memories, you know? Life is about memories. When I'm not here, those are what they're left with, the memories. And I want them all to be great.
Has your reaction to this and the way you've dealt with it surprised you?
No. I'm tough. I've always been tough.
Where do you think that came from?
Probably my mother.